This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I got sneezed really bad.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Woo.
All
good right. Timing, John. 606-39. We'll write it down.
I got to tell you something. That was always one of my biggest fears in doing TV.
I was just going to ask you.
TV would be.
Doing a sportscast or something, and you got to do that.
And never had it happen?
Never had it happen. By, oh, my God.
What about hiccups or something like that?
No, nothing. Coughing. Sometimes I've had coughing kind of spells.
Yeah.
But sneezing was, because sometimes I'll sneeze like three times in a row.
And yeah.
You've heard them, just loud sneezes.
Yeah, that you don't want on the air. There was that guy, I think it was at ABC, but they went over to him with the camera and he just kind of choked. That panic. Remember that?
Dan Abrams or something like that?
He had a panic, which was
He was like a big time guy.
Yeah. He was there a long time. Not a long time, but he was there. And then that one day,
Dan Harris.
There you go.
And he just...
I remember. I know.
Felt sorry for him. I didn't know if he was like sneezing then.
Yeah,
but he just,
no, you already had like a panic attack thing. Yeah, I agree.
I'm sure that's never happened to you. I wouldn't think.
I've caused a few.
Right.
What are you looking at?
Hey, how about them Vikings? Hey.
Yes. You guys are happier than I was.
Game,
they got smoked.
They got smoked from the get-go.
It was nice to see LA win, too. With everything going on there.
I agree.
You know?
Couldn't agree more.
It's not.
What are you doing?
The shirts. Everybody was wearing the LA, the fire department shirts. You know?
They really leaned
into that big time. Like, I thought.
Did you see they sold 52,000 tickets in 2 hours for that game?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I that's what I'm saying is that they really promoted that. And I think, I don't know if that, I guess it did help them. But yeah, pardon the pun, smoking.
If the NFL does script stuff out, that
would be it.
Perfectly.
You know what's still frustrating, though? The level of intensity they came out with versus the level of intensity the Packer came out with the other night.
Yep.
And same thing happened where the Vikings got punched in the mouth real quick and never recovered.
Yeah.
And the same thing that happened with the Packers.
I don't think that's a big mystery. Even the Packers said we got to start strong.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. But so anyway, that was
so
great.
So I showed you guys that other big thing that's going on.
I couldn't believe that.
Talk about Philly fans. This guy went so far over the line. And you know what? Stuff like this has probably happened 1,000 times, but people didn't record it on their cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Some guy was so vulgar, so horrific to a Packer fan, a lady. The things he said to her. Beyond belief.
Yeah.
What he said to her.
Yeah, that makes throwing snowballs at Santa look like nothing.
Like nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
So
he's got to be. If Roger Goodell, and I don't want to get on my soapbox here, but Roger Goodell, who keeps putting in her face all the time, you're racist.
Right.
You people are all racist. Lambeau Field, you got to end racism. Okay, that is a serious form of racism right there.
Yeah.
Attacking that woman with the words he said. If that's not racism, I don't know what is. And if he's not banned from every stadium in the National Football League, then Roger Goodell is a loser. That's all I'm saying.
And the Eagles got to step up, too.
Everybody's got to step up. All the other stadiums have to step up. Yeah. And you know what you got to do? You got to say, okay, if we find this guy in a stadium, whoever owns those season tickets, you're banned for life.
Yeah, to sell them to him. Yeah.
Yep. Otherwise, I'm going to go to New England. I'm going to go to wherever.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Pittsburgh. Nope. If you're there, whoever owns those season tickets, you're banned for life.
And on the other side of that, I mean, that guy was such a jerk, but the Packer fan was like, don't call her that. Like, he was kind of like respectful, a little bit.
Trying to be.
I might have tried something else.
And hats off to her. She kept her cool.
She just kept her cool.
She did.
Wow. I would have.
I know.
Probably
I,
ran off crying. Like,
well,
a, you
well
know?
That or just throw a beer in a guy's face. Or just, I would have. There would have been a fight had I been there. You know, I went to one. Look at my ass.
Well, okay, you know, hey, I know. You know what I read but from I, them? So there's the other con. Lady, I guess, was outside the press box. And sometimes those press boxes, the people are just right outside. I mean, they're like here, and they're right where you are, Todd. And there's, maybe there's glass. Maybe it's even open in some places. And some woman was standing up, I guess, yelling at the Packer media. And I guess Domofsky started pounding the window and said, "Sit the bleep down." Domofsky reminds me of you. Just kind of like feisty guys. He's like he's like,
I don't care.
I know. I guess,
Scrap Iron Gadaski. Remember
him? So I asked Domofsky, hey, can you come on the show? He said, I can't tomorrow, but I can this week.
Okay.
So we'll get it from him.
We got that slot open on Friday.
Perfect. Right. Let's do it. Yeah.
You know, talk about how close you can be. And this is back in the day, but Howard Cosell came to Green Bay. And was announcing. And that press box was a little bit closer than it is now. And the fans in front of him weren't as nice as they could have been.
Well, okay.
Do you remember that?
Was that 86,
maybe? Well, it was a long time ago, John. 85, 86? I just started from school. But anyway, I just remember they...
Really?
Yeah, they were saying things and turning
really?
Around.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
And again, cell phones have really changed the world a little bit. I mean, that would have all been on there, but I just...
wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, the fans weren't very nice to Howard Cosell. I just... I don't know why I know that, but
and I might, if it was 85 or 86, I would have been in the press box. It would have been the game against the Bears.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it was their first Monday night game in years and years and years.
All I know is one of the people picking on Howard was a friend of mine. He gave me all the details on it.
Were you with him?
No. I wasn't. No.
Wow.
Jim, you want to come clean? Now?
I was running for office. No.
We each get like 5 picks.
We get to play What's My Line.
My first one, your neighbor with the really loud snowblower in the morning.
The leaf blower.
The leaf blower, rather. That's my first one.
Anyway, but that was just so uncalled for. And those games, you know, they're there to watch the game and just... It was unbelievable. I mean, it's fun ribbing people at games. Like, even when we went to the Super Bowl, and I've told people.
Oh,
that,
we got a text or something here, Todd. What is it?
I just wanted to see if I could, like, find the story that you're talking about. But another story came out about Howard Cosell, who apparently was kind of sick and then decided to drink at a promotional party before a Monday Night Football game and then threw up on Don Meredith's cowboy boots.
Wow. Okay.
But this ribbing is kind of fun, but I just want to say that at the Super Bowl, we beat the Steelers, right? That game that you and I were at. And we're kind of going back and forth. And, you know, and after the game, the guy turned around, shook her hand, said, good game.
Cowboy fans? I mean, Steelers fans?
Yeah. And I said to Don, I'm not sure I would have done that had we lost.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, really. So there's some really cool fans that know how to tease people yet respect them.
Right.
But that Philly guy, he's out of control.
Unbelievable. So that's going to be an interesting story to follow.
And if it's as big as you say, would you say that like a million people saw it?
Oh, multi-millions.
It's crazy. Every news outlet has the story in the video.
Multi-millions. I mean, they've tracked him down. Like like his home phone number.
Oh, my
God. He's erased everything, every sign of social media and everything. His company's had to put out a disclaimer. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but the Eagles haven't said a word.
You see, that's...
The NFL hasn't said a word.
The Eagles...
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you're okay with the Viking loss?
Oh, my God. I loved that. Like, you can't believe.
Me too.
I just enjoyed it because I just got some really good friends who are so...
I know.
...fervent Viking. And here's the deal, though. Every year, it's their year. Oh, man. Oh, my God. This year. And they just love giving it to me.
Yeah.
So I have no problems giving it back. None. Yeah.
All right. So they, what happened?
What, Todd? You know what we need to do in honor of that game?
What's that?
Come on. Musically, what do we need to do in honor of that game?
I don't know.
Ram it.
I will find it. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will do that.
Happy Tuesday for you. It is freezing cold out. I mean, cold. 1 degree below zero in Green Bay, 1 degree in Appleton, 1 degree in Oshkosh. Feels like, is that 18 or 16?
16.
Feels like it's 16 degrees below zero.
It does. I don't walk too far, a couple blocks. It was cold this morning. I should have had a hat. It was cold.
You know, I still, even in reading Driver's book there the other day, it's like, how do you play in that way? How do you grip a football to throw it? How did Bart Starr, after 3 hours, throw those passes in the ice bowl.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about, you said yesterday that maybe there should be, if it's X.
Right.
But what is X? You know, it's 10 below, or if it's 10 above, when do you call the game? You know, I just think it's never.
But wouldn't you think a 16 wind chill?
Yeah, I mean, but what about 15? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we should get into that. I think we're getting into, I don't know, Pandora's box. I would leave it alone. I think it's
okay. Looking in baseball and even in high school football, it's arbitrary. I mean, they've just decided, okay, if the Lightning is X number of miles away, we cancel the game, we postpone the game. Rain wise, there's no, it's just if the umpires decide, what do you think?
I remember I'm sure you were there too, at a Packer game, and did everybody go inside because it was Lightning?
Yo, that's family night.
Well, that happened on family night, but no, this was a real game, and nobody left. People are like, I'll get hit.
Yeah, you're right.
I know that people are a little upset about that, or that, not the people, like the media was upset that people didn't listen to that, but.
Oh, I was in the media. I wasn't upset.
I don't know.
Lightning doesn't scare people as much as it probably should.
Wouldn't
you agree?
Well, it's because of the odds.
Yeah.
But, you know, like those in D.C., remember that? They're from Wisconsin.
Open. That the U.S. Open years ago in Minneapolis, a couple people just zapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. It's dangerous, but people, you're right. It's like.
What are the odds?
70,000 people here. What are the odds? I'm going to get hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I know. Well, anyway, today is Kite Day. Why today? Why today is Kite Day? I don't know.
You'd think they'd be in July.
Yeah. Organize your home day. I was reading how the level of stress when things are disorganized, like in your house, in your place or whatever. And you know what I say? I wish I had that gene.
Right.
I'm at that right now. I just haven't had time to really get things the way I want them to be the last couple of months. It's driving me crazy.
I believe it.
Yeah. But look, when we come in here, the desk is clean. You know, makes us, but just gives us an opportunity to think clearer. Can you imagine if we came in here with folders on our desk?
What did Larry McCarron say about working with me?
It's like working with a
like
rodent.
Sharing an office with a rodent.
That's right.
Today is dress up day. I do that every. Oh, dress up your pet day.
Yeah.
Do you put milk? Oh, here it is, rabbit. Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Los Angeles Rams victory over the Minnesota Vikings last night. How about a little 1986 rabbit?
That is funny.
Do you know how to ram it, John?
Yeah, baby.
Jim, do you know how to ram it?
No, I can't.
Ironically, there's also hot pastrami sandwich day.
Best hot. You got it. Poke the bear, right?
Yeah.
Hot pastrami sandwich.
I love that.
That is a good one.
But now, we got to start a quick break. We got a full lineup. Robert Kennedy is going to be joining us. Not the center. Back up.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This was the Los Angeles Ram. Everybody tried. If Eric can't get it, I will and I can't. I'm strong as you come, but I've got a brain. And stopping me is like stopping the train. I'm Carly, the general of the D. I make the calls, I'm the coaching LB. This motorcycle, he's got style and class. If you come my way, I'll knock you on your ass. Today's the name's intimidated. Pass my way.
What year is this?
What did you say?
86?
Okay, so it's right after 80.
Because everybody tried jumping on the bear shuffle, copying that.
It was the 1985 team, so yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm sorry. White guys dancing can be bad enough when they're sober. Okay.
But dancing in the
in
video.
In uniform.
And trying to rap.
Just trying to rap. One of the guys in there is Nolan Cromwell. That was a Packers defensive back coach for a long time. He's one of the guys. All got blow-dried hair. You got to look it up, folks. 1986 Los Angeles Rams. Ram it.
So what do you think? You think they're going to run the table?
Rams?
Yeah. They look good.
But that defense was, 9 sacks they ended up with. Boy, it was.
Then again, it was the Vikings.
You know what was weird, though? And even Aikman was saying this. There were like 5 minutes left to go in the game, and they were just walking up to the line. I know they're down by 18, but kind of walking up to the line of scrimmage and running the ball. And it's like, it was. And then in the last 2 minutes, they start throwing it again, and Darnold just got pounded. I mean, pounded.
Yeah. I heard that this morning. They don't know about him.
Well, they won't. They probably won't re-sign him now.
Right.
He went from. Let's be honest.
Came out of nowhere.
Well, not only that, but he lost a lot of money over the last 2 weeks. I mean, like millions and millions of dollars he lost over the last 2 weeks.
Wow,
the type of contract he would have gotten.
Oh, I see.
Because he played spectacular during the course.
He did.
I mean, he was in the running for MVP until Lamar Jackson just went crazy. He was in the running for MVP.
Wow.
And he just hit a wall. Man, that happens. I'm telling you. It just happens.
Well, better they find it out now than sign him.
So, I know. Wow. I have to laugh. Hey,
what do you think about our buddy, Coach McCarthy?
Yeah.
First of all, just for people who haven't listened before, he's kind of a friend of John and I's. I mean,
absolutely.
Friend of yours, but I mean, he was very supportive of me.
His wife.
And I was telling these people last night, what a good person he is, And I see that they couldn't agree on a contract, so he didn't really get fired.
And they
right?
met for like 6 hours
right.
or 8 hours or something.
I think he probably said, Jerry, I'll see you after the season. You know, because
right.
Jerry does every press conference.
Right.
Or I don't know if it was that or play. I don't know. But it'd be interesting if he goes. I think it would not be good for us as the Packers for him to go to the Bears. I don't think that
They've got an interview like
I know
today or tomorrow. Then do you see who Cowboys are looking at?
Yeah. Your buddy.
Who? Deion Sanders.
Yeah. I think that's show, don't you?
No, I think he's going to get the job.
No.
I think he's going to get the job. Here's what I think.
Too many theatrics over there, not enough. Like,
I think Jerry likes that though.
Yeah,
This would more to the table.
It would.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And you know what else it would do? It would take some of the shiny light off of Jerry when things are going badly, because Deion will still be out there cursing out the media or whatever, like he was doing in Colorado. But I also think this. This is just my weird little mind. I think he would say, I'll accept the head coaching job if you do one favor. I'm not sure who has the number one draft pick this year, to be honest with
Tennessee.
You. Is it Tennessee?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And we go to them and say, listen, I'm going to give you our number one pick. I'm going to give you our number two pick. I'm going to give you our number three pick. But you give us the number one pick so I can draft my son as a quarterback.
Ooh. Oh, man. You know, that's... Wow. That's weird enough that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
With the people you're...
Right,
with the chess players and the pieces you have.
Right, yeah. with the characters involved.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I grab some popcorn and watch that.
I know, right?
So would I.
I could see that happening. I absolutely could see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why won't Jerry, for the love of God...
Oh, my gosh, I don't know.
Why won't he give it up? I mean, as far as for being the... What's it been, 25 years?
Yeah.
Since they've been to a Super Bowl?
Well, you talk about people that won't let go. Some of that announcer that was falling down and or can't dance. And just, but who's going to tell him?
I don't know.
Obviously doesn't listen to his wife. I mean, she's probably saying, look, Jerry, let's retire. I don't know.
But, I mean, at least, okay, handle the financial part, whatever you do. Whatever. I mean, isn't he literally one of the 20th richest guys in the country?
Okay, he can't spend it.
I mean, that's what I mean. His grandkids can't spend it.
Got,
but he's just got the ego that gets into these people. It's bizarre.
But the media feeds into that ego too. They're the ones. They should just say, Jerry, we're not going to interview after the game. We're just going to interview the coach. But
one reason, he's good sound, because he'll say inflammatory things, and then that's the story of the week. Let me tell you something.
I think.
The media likes shiny objects.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, because
it makes your job easier, and the people will hear it and say, what an idiot that guy is. But you're watching, aren't you?
That's all that clickbait.
Exactly.
You just want to get one little
listen piece. Jim with the terms here.
Yeah. Just Mr. High Tech over here.
He was hanging out with the creator of that Doritos commercial yesterday. So now
that's what I heard.
I was. Yeah.
We're impressed with that guy.
I was with those guys last night, and I want to help them.
I've already been thinking about that video I want to do. The Welcome to Green Bay video.
They are all in on And we talked about a lot of things. We talked about obviously this show. We talked about the draft. We talked. He thought for the Breakfast Club, you know, reaching out. They have a lot of ideas. There were five people in that meeting, and they're all. You know, a couple of guys with the baseball hats on backwards. Yep. And I'm thinking, this is how it starts. You know, you read about these companies that started some garage and then all of a sudden they're... But, man, that's a lot of talent sitting around. Very, very creative.
So that's Adobe Bryant. He is a local here in Green Bay. Yeah. Created that Doritos commercial that's right in the top Walnut 25, Street, right?
Pardon me?
Walnut Street?
Yeah, they're right on Walnut Street. Yeah, right in the corner of Walnut and Quincy. And that Doritos commercial, thousands and thousands of submissions... He is one of 25.
Right.
It gets narrowed down to three today.
Let me ask you this.
And then it goes to the
public vote.
Public vote, yep. We are really going to lean into that.
Is it too risque for the Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I thought about that because even our friend who was on here, not Karen McDermott, who's the Press Gazette editor?
Chris Leonard?
No, no.
Huh? Yeah. Chris Leonard?
No, no.
Oh, Press Gazette.
Press Gazette, who does the... movies and
Kendra.
So did you see that article she wrote about?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
okay.
And he was in the paper, right? I mean, the Press.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't see it.
Yeah, and she just thought there was, I don't know how she put it, but she said kind of a cute surprise ending. It wasn't
right.
Like not a risque surprise ending. She kind of said it was acceptable.
I mean, it's really creative.
What about Donna? Would she like that?
Yeah, she looked at that. She thought it was. She watched it twice. She goes, okay.
Well then.
I'm not saying she loved it. I think it's
how
really...
soon have a year long supply of Doritos. Yeah.
She went. That's all I'm saying. I got home and there are Doritos there. I'm like, what?
I ain't saying nothing. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An 83-year-old man died and an 18-year-old woman received non-life-threatening injuries in a crash in Washera County Monday afternoon. The accident happened at about 2:45 in the town of Deerfield, which is not far from Wautoma. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing their investigation, but evidence suggests the vehicles collided head-on. It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated, even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child. Genpact RW Services, a global company with multiple office locations across the United States, has announced that 54 Wisconsin remote workers will be permanently laid off. The 54 workers received direction from the company's offices in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The layoffs will begin March 10th of this year. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversations. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Happy birthday. By the way, not even joking there about hot pastrami sandwich. Is there anything better than a hot pastrami sandwich?
No, there's not.
Hey, did I tell you about my soup?
Well, I saw pictures of it.
Yeah.
And you didn't bring any in? Or what's going on?
No, I got to tweak it. I got to tweak it.
He said that, yeah.
What did he say?
He said that it didn't have any seasoning.
Well, I don't use salt. The one, you know, my blood pressure, the doctor told me, he said, if you can do one thing, throw away your salt shaker.
Yeah, but there's non-salt salt.
Well, I don't know if it tastes, but anyway. So
it doesn't taste as good. Yeah, yeah. You're right. So, how about garlic?
I did. I put in some garlic salt.
Okay.
Which is put in, yeah.
Which so has salt in it.
I'll tell you exactly what, I made this all from scratch. Tell you what I did, okay? First of all, I used Nikki's unbelievable kettle, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a good piece of
So I bought mushrooms and fried them up in butter with chicken. Festival has this chicken that's cooked. It's pieces of chicken, and you can buy it. And it's something about part of like a 20, you can spend $20 and buy a meal for somebody or a meal for a family. So I bought one for myself. So anyway, so I took that and pulled it apart, fried that up with the mushrooms and butter. Okay.
That sounds good so far.
Okay. Yeah. Then I took bone broth. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really, that's something I'd. Bone broth. I don't think we had that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think I was asking for your advice here. I'm just telling you what I did.
All right. And I don't know why you had to fry those mushrooms. God. Why couldn't you just cook them in the soup?
Because you get more of a flavor with the butter.
Okay.
Okay. You know what my dad always used to say? You want to improve something? Add more butter. So that's okay. So that. So then I put the bone broth, and then I put some cornstarch and a thing of half and half.
I saw that. I mean, it looked like you had half and half in there.
Yep. And then a thing of shredded cheese.
All right.
That's good.
Then two things of frozen vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then mix that all up, mix it all up, mix it up. And that's what it was.
What was the base? What was it, mushrooms? Or chicken?
Chicken, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so far it sounds really good. Yeah.
I think I should add some wild rice or some brown rice.
I was going to say,
needs
that's
a little
need,
more something some and more seasoning.
And that'll thicken it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little more flavor. Nikki kept saying I needed thyme, but I couldn't. I don't know where you buy thyme.
Yeah. It's just anywhere.
You can buy dried thyme or you can buy fresh thyme in the produce department.
But go right down from like the veggies and then they have that little like cooler and go in there. And
what
they
does
have
it taste like then? What kind of flavor does it give?
Oh, my goodness.
It's strong.
I need something just to make. So I'm not going to bring it down to you guys until I tweak this a little bit.
Do you have carrots in there?
Yes. I'll tell you what, frozen vegetables are one of the great things ever invented.
You put some garlic in there and more pepper.
I think, you know what I didn't do? When I fried up the thing, I didn't fry up onions with them. And they say onions can really enrich the flavor.
Why are you frying everything? Just put it in there.
Because I like frying things, Jim. It's healthier for you.
Kitchen smells
good. It does build flavor.
It does.
If you
fry them with butter and onions and stuff. Absolutely. So anyway, actually another thing I was thinking was bacon. Maybe a little bit of bacon for flavor.
You know what? That is what you were missing.
Yes.
Because that'll add some salt.
And then
right?
add a little, get smoked bacon and put that in there.
Yes. That would bring
that,
it all together.
And don't fry it in one of your pans. Put it in the oven.
Yeah.
And at 400 degrees and just let that cook and get it. There's your answer. And then cut that up and put that in. That'll be good.
So
that
do I
be
fry
good.
Up the bacon?
Well, don't put it in the oven.
Did you pour the bacon grease in with it?
No.
Don't do that.
I thought
flavor. It's flavor. No.
Michael says, next time I'm in, I'll bring you my homemade butter chicken Indian food.
That sounds good.
That sounds really good. Chicken. I am totally, I told you guys, my youngest daughter's getting pretty serious with this Indian guy, and I want to honor him but that Indian food, if you look at those recipes, it's like the ingredients, it's like 16, 17. It's just a lot. So I have to go buy some ingredients.
Has that one opened, the old Gippers?
We're talking about that. I just talked to Laura about that.
I want to try that as soon as that opens. Because you know what I've had one time I really like was Thai food.
Yeah, Thai food is very good.
There was a good place in Manitowoc. There was a Thai restaurant. And it was really
good. A couple of
good
ones in Green Bay.
Yeah,
Thai food's good. But that Indian restaurant at Gippers, I'm excited about that. Because it sounds
Me
like...
Me too.
We got a couple good ones in Appleton that I go to a lot.
Right. There's one on College Avenue.
And Wisconsin, there's one as well.
Okay.
Yeah. You know where I would go if I was in, and I know you do this, I would have gone to that, was it Haitian food? That you went to a couple times?
The guy that was here?
Caribbean.
Caribbean, yeah.
Yeah. That's good, too. Don't get me hungry.
Yeah, I know, right?
But isn't that nice that Liz, three old white guys, isn't that nice that we are interested in international food?
Yes.
Here's why, though. John and I figured this out.
Well, it's cheaper.
We had the same moms growing up because everything was watered down.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I felt bad about that. Lovely, wonderful Josephine, my mom, but grew up during the Depression. You know, and again, I'll be honest, your mom was in prison for a couple of years and whatever. and her dad was crippled, as I said, from the mine. But she would make, I mean, she would all, you know, she didn't work. She never worked when she was married. She'd always. But even like the chocolate chip cookies you'd make, if you found two chips in one of the cookies, you scored.
Home run.
You know what I mean? Like whatever our recipe said, I think she did about half just to extend things. And she didn't need to. My dad had a great job in the mines.
But they just had it in their head, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hear that.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. But what we're saying is that not only do we want to learn more about international food, but it does have more flavor than American food.
Absolutely.
It just does.
Well, it's just different, right?
Like maybe it's just different.
Indian food, half of those spices you probably don't have in your cupboard.
Right.
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 And maybe the only time you're going to use them is when you make that food.
Curry an Indian food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Big time.
Boy, there's some good ones out there,
There's some great.
I've got a great curry spice that you would like.
I'd like to start up a Pakistanian restaurant. Call it Babu's from Seinfeld. Babu, Jerry Seinfeld, you're a very bad man. Very bad man, Jerry Seinfeld. Babu.
John, careful. Jeez.
What were you saying about three old white guys?
right. Wow. Well, you're not old, Todd. But you're too old. But that Indian food, I do. That's one of like my goals. Not just because I got this new potential son-in-law in my life. I just think it's great tasting food.
Yeah.
It's strong.
Hey, I was reading. So you know what has gone up the most of anything you'd buy, not even at a grocery store, as much as like a gas station type thing? You know what has gone up like 400% in like 6 years? Beef jerky.
Really?
Oh, my God. It went from like $1.50 to like $8 for a thing of beef jerky. Why would that skyrocket? I mean, it's still just leftover parts of the beef, wouldn't it be, that you throw in the...
Yeah. You know, we were talking to Lisa Hale about farmers, and she was talking about, actually on her last show on Saturday and Sunday, what did she call that? Like anxiety or something like that with farmers, but...
Egg stress, I think.
Egg stress, that's what it was. Well, anyway, and I asked her about eggs, and...
That's what we're talking about, duck eggs.
That's what it was. We're talking about duck eggs. But eggs are expensive. I went to the store, and you could only, they limited it.
Really?
When's the last time you saw them ration eggs?
You want to know what I see is the
it's
most?
Two dozen you could buy.
Well, here's the other thing that's coming out of that. Some people have like chickens in their backyard kind of thing, and they do their own stuff. They're telling those people be very careful of the avian flu because people are getting really sick off that.
Really?
That's what's going on with eggs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if one bird gets it in your flock, they all got to go.
So you think those geese down here on the Fox River Trail whose crap I step in all the time are just sad.
But anyway.
You know what's so expensive, though? Raspberries and blueberries this time of year. It's like $9. $9 for a little thing of those.
But frozen are still, right? They can't change the price of that too much, right? Are those fresh?
These are fresh.
Yeah, those
are expensive. It's the middle of the, I understand. But like, wow, those are expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. And they don't last. You got to use them within, like, what, three days
at the most? You should grow your own and freeze them, John.
Right.
You should grow your own.
Or just buy frozen ones. You're not going to
grow them. I don't think
you can. Sure you can.
Well, I don't think you can grow blueberries. I think they're just wild. Same thing with raspberries are pretty much wild. You can't buy, like, seeds.
What does that mean?
You can't buy a packet of blueberry.
Just go cut some down.
Well, that's what I mean. You got to, there's a lot of work.
I think if you go to the nurseries in spring, you will find the little cuttings that you can plant in the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they're small, and it does take time
for
them to mature.
Even for blueberries, though?
I don't know about blueberries.
I don't think so. I don't think you can home-grow blueberries.
I don't think we know what we're talking about.
I do.
I think frozen vegetables, I would have the same nutritional value as fresh, do they?
Yes.
Okay,
pretty close, yeah.
That's what you want to do is just throw those in the fridge. Besides, you live in a condo. You're not going to grow anything.
I got a balcony.
Oh, that's true.
Grow stuff out there. You never know. Actually, I'm looking for a fixer-upper. That's when the Malcors come in. I brought in my computer because I found some fixer-uppers.
So John Mino is, and I've learned a lot about you and working with you. I mean, I've known you forever, but you are really handy. You are. And you like projects. And you get very anxious in a little
Not for me.
It's not
for me.
That's not for you. That condo is not for you. So we got to get you. But you mentioned a couple weeks ago barn dominiums. I've been those looking into those. That is cool.
So popular right now.
I didn't know that was a thing until we talked about it.
I
got to believe in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I think somebody might have heard me say that, and that's where they got the idea from.
I don't know about that. I'm just saying that within 20 miles of here, there's probably 50 you could buy.
I know.
I mean, it's not like we're living in New York or Indianapolis or something. This is kind of rural. This could work for you. I think the Malcors, you should put them on that. And I'd be willing to
invest.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
All right. 49%. Oh, speaking of people that get rich, okay, so in this other book I'm reading about the Baltimore Ravens, it's about a little bit of the history of the NFL, when the Cleveland Browns, Art Modell had been the owner of the Browns forever. But he had to leave. The city would not build him a new stadium. Free agency had started. They'd take people to show him the old stadium right on Lake Erie, which was cold. It's right by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just cold all the time, the wind coming off of Lake Erie and everything, and they would not build him a new thing. He's like, I don't have any choice. We're not going to get a single free agent, whatever. But anyway, the owner of the Ravens that became a 49% owner with an option within 3 years to become like 55% or whatever was 29 years old.
No.
He worked for a company that recruited high-tech people for companies that needed people, like really good people in a hurry. Was working for a company. They let him go for some reason. Him and some buddies started up in his mom and dad's basement.
I love those stories.
With used thing, and now he's worth about $16 billion. Yeah.
Wow.
And he literally started up in his mom's basement.
Those are great. He owns the Ravens now?
Still owns the Ravens.
That's a good story.
Now he's 54. But isn't that amazing how some people,
We got time, John.
Well, I'm going to.
Sanders started when he was 65.
Yeah, my next thing, I'm looking into the high tech industry.
Recruiting high tech.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that Indian food.
How about wasabi tech? Quick break. Back after Robert Kennedy is going to be joining us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM. WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, which is where we will be tomorrow. Oshkosh. I was looking forward to that. Always great fun. It is so cold out there, folks. 1 below in Green Bay, 0 in Appleton, 1 below in Oshkosh. Feels like 16 below. Robert Kennedy just walked in and his nose is red. He's got stuff coming down his mouth.
But he was wearing, that's a hat and scarf. Did you see him? He's kind of like stylish. Looking pretty dapper.
Listen, there's a dog outside frozen to a fire hydrant.
That's Milton.
My dog ain't outside.
Robert Kennedy, former senior news reporter for Midwest Communications, WIXX, WTAQ, the whole bunch. Okay, can I just say one thing, Robert? Okay.
Fire away.
Yeah, okay. So when I drove by your place the other day and I look and it's like your entire window is okay, you know how we thought we might win one award in Madison?
Yes, hopeful.
He's literally got 25 of those in his window.
That's awesome.
How many of those do you have, Robert? How many?
I don't really have an account 25? For you.
About 25?
Oh,
there's more than that.
I don't have a count, but
that was a good year.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, very nice. Hey, congratulations on a great career. Decided to kind of hang it up, right?
I did. After 42 years, that's a good career.
That's a phenomenal career.
Especially in this business.
Oh.
Tell me about hanging it up. Like you read a lot
about
it.
We don't know how to do that.
We're talking a little bit about some people who what do you always say?
He starts saying hello when it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah. And that happens in media a little bit too once in a while, right?
It does. And
like Lee Corso? Did you see him the other day?
Yeah, that's a good example. That's what I didn't want to be. I got to a point where, and I tell people that I didn't want to be found with my face in a keyboard at my desk in the newsroom. So I've been doing it for so long.
I don't think anybody wants to, but I really want to, share with us.
Can I just say one thing, Jim? I have to be honest with you. I have been found with my face down on keyboard in the newsroom. But go ahead, Robert.
That's called Tuesday.
It's called the morning after. I went out with Frankie Winters the night before.
Right.
It's called starting too early.
Yes.
But you read these books, Halftime, and there's a lot of books about, when's the time, when's the right time, mm-hmm. Was it?
How do you know when it's the right time?
It's like, okay, this is it. Or was there an episode that happened? Or was it just like, did you have a plan 5 years ago? Say, here's the X on the calendar.
No, there wasn't any thing like that. I mean, I was enjoying what I was doing. I enjoyed it right up until Friday was my last day.
Right.
So it wasn't anything like a magic moment, anything like that. The last couple of years I've had... for me, anyway, adventurous vacations in the summer, and I've enjoyed that a lot. And I guess maybe that played a little bit of a role, like I want to continue doing that and maybe expand it more than those 2 weeks or 3 weeks in the summer.
That's nice.
Have a little more, leeway on when I can do those things.
That's awesome.
And that could have been the primary motivator right there.
Hey, Will Sis, I follow you, and I've known this for a long time, but you and your son have such a great relationship. The adventures you guys have, I just really enjoy following it on Facebook.
Well, it's fun to, it keeps you young, and it's fun to kind of experience those things through a kid's eyes a lot of times. And anybody that has kids, I'm sure, enjoys going through those moments, whether it's the Christmas or just summer going to Disneyland or just all those things that you might have done as a kid, and you get to relive it again.
Did you go out with a bang, big party, or did you just quietly say this is it?
Well, that pretty much quietly said this is it. I mean, you're a news person, and that's by nature. I think if you're doing it properly, you're not a personality, you're not a big name individual kind of thing, and so you do your job and that's at least how I looked at it. And although I must say it was a nice, surprisingly nice send off. At the end of last week.
Everybody that ever had any communication with Robert, at least this is the way it looked to me, Robert, everybody stopped in to say goodbye. I mean, you had so many pictures with so many great radio people that morning. It was awesome.
Well, and that's part of the surprise there. I'd have gotten along better with people, I think, if I don't know. They like me that much.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Take notes, Jim and John. Take notes.
It's too late for us. No, I just give you a lot of credit for, you read these things where you work for whatever, how many years, life expectancy is, 74, you work, and you really only got 11 years to enjoy it. And, mm-hmm. you got to pull the plug, and some people are afraid to. Because it's an unknown, right?
It is. And, for me, it was just part of my identity for so long.
Right.
I mean, your self-worth a little bit is tied up in that. If you did something fairly well over a period of time, I mean, you wonder, at least I did, am I going to be able to do something close to this afterwards? Am I just really prepared to kind of go out there without the protection of a job that I was so familiar with that you can kind of do in your sleep?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me yesterday at the store, okay? So I'm checking out, and I had this hat on, like a hunting hat. So, and she goes, you really look familiar, the lady checking me out. I go, she goes, you sound familiar, too. She said, were you on TV or radio or something? I go, yeah, but it's a little bit of both. She goes, TV, right? I go, yeah. She goes, I got it. John Zelaski.
She wins the prize.
Honest to God, John Zelaski.
Wow. That's funny.
Wow, that's a hybrid already.
Yeah, it is. That is. I don't
We got to set a quick break here pretty quick. But Robert, I want to talk a little bit about getting into this business, how you and I both started, basically, and our generation versus nowadays, and just some of the fun things you covered. I mean, I know you've been in his office interviewing him at times, right?
I've called this man up at 6 in the morning on occasion. biggest mistake he ever made in his life was making sure that I had his personal number.
You were always kind, and I didn't mind taking those calls. But we, Todd and I went to a career day, and there were a lot of kids that wanted to get into media. So Johnny and I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Would you encourage that? You'd say, look, stay away, you know, like us politicians do to our kids.
Also got a text here from Todd. John won't grow blueberries because they're too hard, and he'll build birdhouses, allegedly grow mushrooms, and apparently bike to Wausau, Todd.
Oh, man.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.